This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The list of retailers in this economy that are downsizing is not short. We told you last week Macy's is going to close nearly a third of its stores. Gap, Foot Locker, Bed Bath & Beyond, a version of the same. That's a whole lot of household names. And this winnowing is often called the retail apocalypse. And there is blame aplenty to go around. The internet overall, Amazon specifically, same-day shipping, you name it. There is, though, another slower and steadier disruptor that's been eating away at retailers' bottom lines for a while now. The shrinking middle class, as Marketplace's Kristen Schwab explains.
Back in the day, New York Macy's had a department store rival just down the street. That's an old jingle from Gimbel's. In the early 20th century, the two department stores were vying for a particular kind of customer.
The white middle-class consumer.
Vicki Howard is a historian and author of From Main Street to Mall. She says after World War II, that target demographic got bigger and moved to the suburbs.
So shopping malls chased out those suburban consumers.
The mall industry exploded, though not every department store got it right. Gimbel's went out of business in the 80s. But while most department stores were growing, their target market was quietly shrinking. In 1971, 60% of Americans were middle class. Today, it's about half of Americans. Brandon Sveck, a retail analyst at CoStar, a commercial real estate research group, says that's a problem for retailers like Macy's.
If your business is selling middle market apparel in a 200,000 square foot box, you're struggling.
That's true for most of the big department stores that still cater to the middle class. Meanwhile, luxury and discount retailers, they're growing alongside lower and upper income Americans. Sveck calls this the barbell effect.
Where you're seeing a lot of growth at the top, you're seeing a lot of growth at the bottom, and then this hollowing out in the middle.
In 2022, 95% of luxury brands saw an increase in profits. Meanwhile, Sveck says dollar stores are thriving. Dollar General plans to open 800 stores this year.
And in a lot of ways, it's the shrinking middle class, but it's also the shifting value proposition sought out by the middle class.
He means the middle class isn't just getting smaller, but that the people who are left in it are shopping differently, especially as necessities like groceries eat up more of their paychecks. For instance, Walmart says in the last couple years, it's gained more middle and high income shoppers. Doug Stevens, founder of the consultancy Retail Profit, says consumers are trading up and down.
You know, they're buying their household supplies and you know, maybe underwear at Walmart in order to save enough money to take a luxury vacation or buy a Louis Vuitton handbag.
He says increasingly, these extremes are shaping retail and forcing brands to reinvent. Macy plans to invest more in its upscale brands, Bloomingdale's and Blue Mercury, as well as its discount brand, Macy's Backstage. Steven says this divide is also happening in grocery. High-end Whole Foods and budget-focused Aldi are both growing.
That middle ground no longer really exists, you know? And if it does, it's tenuous and it's unremarkable. Why bother?
He says the legacy brands that were built for those consumers need a new legacy to survive.
You know, it began with the baby boomer, and it's sort of hitting its denouement with the decline of baby boomer spending. And so the market's really trying to figure itself out now.
He says department stores aren't facing an apocalypse. Instead, they're facing the end of an era. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.